I'm joined here in the studio by Taina Seely. She has a new record coming out. Taina, tell us all about it.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me. This new album has been a long labor of love. I've been working on it for about the past 5 years. And it actually started right here in Troy with a residency at the Art Center of the Capital Region. The album is called Resiliencia. And for the album, I interviewed women of color from my community about their stories of resilience and then composed songs based on their stories. So the album is kind of biographical in nature and, you know, still pulling from that Afro-Latin reggae rock fusion music that I do, but with the content really centering around the wisdom that I received and gathered from these women's stories and where those stories intersect with my own story.
Is the album mostly in Spanish?
The album is 50% in Spanish and 50% in English. And some songs are, you know, a combination of both.
And what sort of stories do you tell?
Well, you know, when I say my community, I mean that in a really broad sense. So I did interview people right here from Albany and Troy in the Capital Region. And some of those people are women who shared stories of surviving sexual assault, surviving breast cancer, becoming, you know, coming into their own as a trans woman, stories about loving one's body, about coming across the border and you know, surviving that experience, you know, working to, you know, come into their own power as an artist. So there's a lot of different stories in there.
And how do you go about translating someone else's story into your own song?
Well, that was the labor of love. That's what really took quite a long time. What I did was I filmed interviews with the women that I interviewed, and I took those interviews and took notes from them. So I would sit with those interviews and I'd watch them in detail and take notes. And some of that looked like writing words down, phrases. And from those notes, I really, you know, tried to think about, you know, you're an editor, so you understand what this is like, really trying to put together what is the story, you know, what is the arc that's happening here. So I did that. Also with in mind thinking about how does this story relate to my own story? You know, where's my voice in this? So for example, I have never had cancer. But the deeper message in this particular story, this was a story by Jackie Williams, an elder Black woman from our community. Her story was really about starting out as somebody who really was coming into her power as an independent woman, not needing to rely on people and finding strength in that. And then moving through this illness and realizing that she needed to and found power in love, in leaning into community and being supported by community. And I certainly relate to some of that experience of needing to trust and lean into community. For example, when my parents died, when my father died of cancer, or when my mother passed away. And so there was definitely times in my life where I had to really trust and lean into community and be vulnerable in a way that I had never been vulnerable before. And so, you know, I related to this story on this level.
Wow, that sounds like a very deep record. Do you think that when people listen to it, they feel that continuity of the process, or is each song kind of a different texture, a different approach? Some of them are first person, some third person. Is there anything that ties all those stories together?
Well, I would say that some of the songs are not specifically about one particular story, but maybe teachings that I gathered from several different stories that I, you know, kind of pulled into its own song. And then musically, what I did was, you know, people often ask me, what's your genre? Like, what style of music do you play? And that's always the hardest thing for me to answer and the hardest, I think the most difficult piece about marketing myself as an artist, quite frankly. But what is most important to me is that my music is authentic to the story that I'm trying to tell. So I'm listening to the spirit of the song rather than caring about what genre, if it's rock or hip hop or salsa or what have you. So, you know, what I often do is, you know, once I sit with the story, you know, I try to really listen to what type of music is going to hold the story, you know, and sometimes that means I actually write several different musical compositions for a story and then try to figure out which one fits best.
We're speaking with Taina Asili. Her new record, Resilience or Resiliencia, is just out. For folks who want to hear the music rather than hear about it, where can they go?
Well, right now we have a pre-release on Bandcamp. So you can go to my Taina Asili. You can find me on Bandcamp and you can pre-order the album. And when you pre-order the album right now, you will get the first two songs, the two singles that we've released, which are Plant the Seed and Resiliencia, the title track of the album. And once the album releases, you'll get the full album. The album releases officially on April 19th. And then from that point, you can get it in all of the usual ways, iTunes and streaming services. But if you really want to support the artist, where the money is going to go directly into the pocket to continue that work forward, definitely Bandcamp would be the way to support.
Now, you've had quite a trajectory as a performing artist. I know of you first as a punk rock singer on the West Coast. I don't know if you did other stuff even before that. But tell us in a nutshell, you know, the path that you followed.
Yes, the path that I followed has not been a straight line, and that's for sure. You know, just in a nutshell, I grew up in a family that played Afro-Latin music and jazz and doo-wop, actually. So my first singing was actually doo-wop with my father, who was a doo-wop singer. And then I started to train in opera. So at the age of 14, I started training in opera, and I did that until I was in college. And then simultaneously, at the age of 16, as you said, I was in a punk band. And so I was touring around the nation for 8 years with a band called Antiproduct. And that was where I started to move into my social justice music and started to become a social justice songwriter, you know, really coming into my own in terms of my activism and my songwriting. And since then, I've done spoken word performances. There was a time period in my life where I was really focused on spoken word when I lived in Philadelphia, particularly. And then when I moved here to the Capital Region, it was around 2006 that I started doing what I do now, which is a fusion of all of those different things, the punk rock rebellion and all of the different training I've done, which has now also included flamenco. So I went and lived in Spain and studied at a flamenco conservatory studying flamenco singing. So all of those different influences inform the music that I do.
So you've really, matured as an artist just as the recording industry has imploded as a business. How do those two trajectories work out for you? I know everybody's struggling for it in the creative industries.
Well, I would say that the biggest blessing that I received is that my start was in punk rock, and punk rock has this DIY, this do-it-yourself ethic that was very strong in the scene that I was in. So, you know, we did everything ourselves. We screen printed our own shirts. We screen printed the covers of our records. You know, we booked our own shows. We booked our own tours, and we were able to distribute records and perform, you know, all over the world and perform nationally many, many times. And so I had that really as like a, you know, a muscle that I had built over the years. And so when I started to do this particular work, as you said, you know, what I'm doing today is a challenge in the sense that the record industry is not what it used to be, but also that I'm a social justice artist. So it's very controversial music sometimes that I'm performing, like when I am performing No Es Mi Presidente, Not My President, you know, one of my hit songs, you know, that's a controversial piece. And sometimes people are afraid to touch that. You know, musically, my genre is, you know, it's not easily fitting in a box. And so sometimes that can be a challenge for people to wrap their heads around. But I would say that the plus side has been that music is leaning more into that independent artist realm in a way that it never has before. And, you know, I'm able to self-publish, I'm able to easily use social media and, you know, many different types of platforms to get my music out there myself. And so because I've had that muscle that I've created over the years, I, you know, do the best that I can to get my music out as far and wide as possible. And I would say that, you know, so far so good. You know, like I'm a full-time artist. I make a living full-time for my music. And, you know, I feel really, really blessed with how far I've come thus far.
So you've told us how to find the music. Where's your website? How can people find out more about you?
You can go to tainaasili.com, and I'll spell that because it's a little challenging. It's tainaasili.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for stopping by. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.